This is highlight number 38 in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. It's about Jesus, Son of God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's from the NLT. Taken as it is, this doesn't say too much. We all have a yesterday and a today. Yet when we hear it or read it, it seems to say much more than that. There is a very similar statement in Revelation chapter 1, usually translated as about he who is and who was and is to come. One version translates this as, I am the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come. And so we read our passage here as, Jesus Messiah had a very different yesterday from ours, since he existed from before creation. He is today very different from us, because he is the Lord of glory and plays a big part in this world of ours. Then tomorrow, on one future day, he will lead us forwards into a very different and wonderful future. Our writer has said all these things on his way through his writing. He started off with, through the Son he created the universe. That's chapter 1 and verse 2. And then he said, the Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. That's chapter 1 and verse 3. Now, as we reach the end of his writing, he says, we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to the assembly of God's firstborn children, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to Jesus. We have no doubt done many things, some good, some bad, in our lives so far. No matter, we rest in the arms of the one who always was, is now, and ever will be, who will one day take us to be with himself in a better life, the one still to come.